Hey guys, and welcome to season 3 of the Us People podcast. I'm your host, Savia Rocks, and in this season, I get to make my guests laugh, cry, and even make them think about life a little differently with the questions I fire over to them, which digs into their lives and professions a little differently. We even had a chance to change up the intro, giving you a fresh new sound. I look forward to sharing season 3 of the Us People podcast with you. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Fanny Scott. I'm a music journalist and chief editor of Rap and a Cup of Tea magazine, and you're listening to the amazing Us People podcast with the fabulous Savia Rocks.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Who was the soundest?
Wow. I like it. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Us People podcast. I'm your host, Savia Rocks, and today I'm really humbled to have Fanny Hill Scott here with me, who is a music journalist and editor. She's smiling already. I love this. Fanny, thank you so much for coming on the Us People podcast. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? Thank you.
No, you are most welcome. I love it. She's got this big, huge smile. I love it.
Thank you.
So, my first question for you, Fanny, is could you tell us a little bit about your life and your background of where you grew up and how that influenced you to become the person who you are today?
So I grew up in France, so maybe you can hear it in my accent, but I'm French. And I grew up with a single mom, and I've always been so passionate about life generally. And the fact that being only with my mom was just like so much good factor for me to push me in life. And I was like, I have to succeed because it's only me and her.
Yeah.
So at 19 years old, I decided to come to London for being hopper. And yeah, it was the best decision of my life, like basically. Like, it just like made my life. It was my destiny, so to come to London. And I think I just start from there. Mm-hmm. It's like my life just started when I was in London. It's really weird to say that. But
it's funny how your journey begins when you decide that to make a big decision and just move to somewhere totally brand new.
Yeah, exactly. I think I needed that in some ways because it was just like me and my mum in France, like always together. And I was just like, okay, this is enough. And it's really weird because I'm definitely like really close to my mom. She's my best friend and everything. Aww. But this is the day when I live with my best friend, basically. And I just meet life and my destiny. I feel really bad to say that, but I know she understand because I don't know. It just everything's different in London. You can be who you want to be.
Yes.
And it just changed everything.
I think we have more opportunities in London.
Exactly.
Considering everything that's still going on at the moment, I still believe that if you believe in yourself and you're in London, you can still get the opportunity that you know that you deserve, but with hard work.
I think so anyway.
No, that sounds totally good to me. So talk to me about when you look in the mirror, what does your reflection say to you? But how do you emotionally connect to your reflection when it's back to you?
I think it's a hard question because I don't really love myself in the mirror. Aww. But I think I just see a fighter. I'm just like, I'm ambition and I'm full of ambition, sorry. And I don't know, I just like when I see that in the mirror, I feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
I will do it. I really love this sentence we say, if you want it, you can do it.
Yep.
I definitely love this one. So this is the thing that I see when I look in the mirror. But if it's just like me, like myself in the mirror, I just like avoid this image.
Oh, so tell me who your biggest influences have been in your life and how they've impacted your life.
This is my mum, basically.
Yeah,
my
I thought so.
Is my mum.
I definitely thought so.
But I think that she was such a warrior. I'm not sure that sometimes I just look at her and I'm like, she wasn't just a mum. She was a warrior. She was a single mom with a baby, and she just fight for everything that I have in life now.
Yeah.
So I think she was my biggest influence because I want to be at her level. I just want to be like as strong as my mom. Maybe I will never be as strong as my mom, but at least I'm trying. So I think this is just my mum, basically.
I think you're already half of your mother. I think this is just me saying it out loud.
So cute.
So you have the strength of your mother, but maybe it hasn't been unleashed yet until you're in a certain situation. So I think that you have it inside you.
Yeah? I hope so.
No, I definitely do, because we all have something from our parents that we haven't even used yet. Or it has to become, there has to be a situation where we decide, oh my gosh, my strength is going to come out.
Yeah,
so exactly. I believe that will happen one day. Let me know when it does. Yeah, because I definitely want to know what you did. So
I will, for sure.
No, definitely. So where did your journey begin in music journalism and being an editor? Because this is something that I really want to talk about.
So basically, when I was in Hoppe in London, I didn't want to go back to France, so I was wanting to find a way to stay in the UK. And I've always, always, always wanted to work in music, but in France it's really difficult.
Yeah.
It's always like you have to know someone, etc. So, and I really hate this fact. So like, when I was in London, I met a girl, she was called Adelaide, and she was like, "What? Like, you should stay there. You want to stay there, like, let's find something." So I was looking into, like, you know, in UCAS to find university and everything. And first thing first, I just applied to UCAS because I wanted to apply to Oxford. I know I was, like, completely bad to be accepted to Oxford, but I just wanted to apply. It was like, I will do something crazy in my life. And finally, when I was in UCAS, I just find that I could work in music and work in, like, writing as music journalist. And I was like, wow, I've never heard of that in France. And I was like, this is life. So I just applied to this uni, and on the day, open days, it was in Bim Brighton. I definitely love this university. I was there with my best friend and soulmate, Adelaide, and she was just like pushing me all the way like there, because I was like so stressed. And she was like, this is your time, this is your destiny, you have to go there. And I just went to the open day, just like apply, just being accepted. And I start from there, basically. Everything starts in Bim Brighton. If anyone, like any young people, is passionate about music and they want to find their way, I really, really advise them to apply to BIM. It's amazing.
See, guys, that's good advice there. Yeah. Fanny is telling you that anything is possible in life if you just find the right. And you have good friends too, Fanny, because without them supporting you with what you just said, you know, maybe you would have never have taken that leap as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So make sure you surround yourself with good people, guys, because that's important too. So why music? What was it about me? I know you were saying in France that you have to know somebody to get. And that is totally true. That is so true. But what was it about music that you love so much and are so passionate about that you now decided that you wanted to help people and write about them so they can get more exposure and be known?
So I think that, as I said, because I was only with my mum, you know, I didn't have any brother or sister, so I needed to talk to someone. And I don't know, I just like find all the love and all the support that I needed from rap and hip hop.
Yes.
And I think that, so maybe if I didn't have a best friend at this time, I had music. And music was definitely there to understand my pain or my happiness or anything. And I just find, like, I devoted myself to music, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just been like, I'm breathing music. I'm definitely living music. Music is everywhere in my life. And I don't know, I just wanted to be the one who will help the musician to be understand. You know, because now when you're looking at interview of artists, it's just like, do you prefer vanilla or chocolate? Do you prefer mountain or, I don't know, going to the sea? Yeah. And I really hate that. I really love the fact that when I was younger, I was reading magazine and everything, and I was learning so much more about my artist. And now I'm like, I don't mind if he's loving chocolate. I definitely don't mind. I want to know why did he write this music? What did he feel? And I don't know, it just comes from that.
I think you have the same kind of vision that I have when I ask questions to people. Sometimes they can be very difficult questions, but it's good because you pull out something from a person that they never thought that you could pull out that energy from them. I love that. Yeah, that makes exactly. so much sense to me. So what is it about journalism that you found so important, especially within different cultures? Because I find that really important.
How could I say that? I think that it's important for me to share culture, no matter where we are. I would love to share Afrobeat as long as I would love to share, like, I don't know, French hip hop or English pop or anything, because I think that there is no, like, difference, like, between music. It's just that the thing that you feel. And it's important to communicate that to everyone, because maybe you don't know, like, the music I'm listening to. But when you will listen to it, you will be like, oh, wow, I feel something in myself. So I think this is the thing that I love about journalism and about, like, all this different culture, is the way that it will gather people together.
Yeah, that is true. Music does gather people together. What are the failures? This is something that a lot of people don't talk about quite often. But what do you find are the failures within music, journalism, of how people write about music, that you think should be improved?
I think it's, as I said, like, all the silly question. You know, I really hate when they're asking, like, personal life question about something. It's like, if you talk about your dead brother, for example, I really hate when they're asking so much question, because I think that the artist, he put already so much in the lyrics. So, and I feel like it's a bit uncomfortable for me to ask this kind of question. And then there's a lot of journalists, they are just asking straight, like, when did your brother die? What did you feel? And blah, blah, blah. And I think it's really hard sometimes. I think that people should learn how to be, I don't know, to be nice to people in this kind of situation.
Compassion.
If people start, compassionate. Because if people are starting to talk about this, it's so much easier. If they say, you know, I lost my brother, then you can react. But when you're asking straight, I really hate that. Like, I'm like, oh my word. And I think it's really hard for artists, but it's hard for the journalists behind them as well. Because if you're asking this kind of question to an artist, then it will be like, I don't love journalists anymore. I don't want to do any interview. But when you're a nice journalist and you want to ask them for an interview as well, they're like, oh no, because I've been disgusted by this one. But we are not all like this one. So I think this is the big failure of this. And in music, I don't know, I think that the money just changed everything. It's like after 3 days, they will say, hey, this is the, how many sales did I sell, like, sale? And I really hate this fact that you always have to count the copies sold and everything. It's really awful. When I was younger, I was just listening to music and I was like, I love this guy. And I was like, hey, is she famous? How many followers does she have on Instagram? How many, like, listeners on Spotify? I didn't care about that. It was just like the music. And I wish that music would be in the center of everything again.
I wish things would go back to how they were before. But then social media came into it. And I think once social media evolved like it has, everything changed.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I would love to go back a good 15 or 20 years and be the age I am now, but have the knowledge I have now and be like, whoa, this is super cool. this is super cool. So one of the other questions I have for you is, how do you manage stress and tight deadlines, especially when it comes to journalism?
As is my own magazine, for the deadline it's quite easy because I can choose. But for journalism, when I have an interview schedule, and I think, like, I'm really, really disciplined about the deadline with journalism. But what about stress? Oh my word. Oh my word. I think I'm really bad. Like, last time I went to Paris for an interview and it was with a guy that I really, really love. And I was so stressed. Like, I was like, I'm going to die. I can't go there. I don't know, because it's just like, you know, I think it's the thing is behind, like, just before I'm seeing the artist, there's the little part of me who are really fan of them, who just take the control of it. And I'm just like their fan. But just at the beginning, when just they open the door and say hello, and I say, yeah, I'm journalist again. And then I can be professional and my stress, I just take the control of it. But like the 10 minutes before, the 1 hour before, I'm just like, oh my word, I'm going to meet this one. I'm going to meet this one. It's awful. It's crazy, but I think it's definitely me.
Oh no, I love that. It shows your personality as well. And most of the time, like even when I'm interviewing as well, just like you do, I find that we all have someone that we are a fan of.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you're gonna meet them, it's like, I know they say sometimes never meet your idol. I've heard that saying before.
Oh my word, yeah.
Right? But then if you do meet your idol and your idol is everything that you expect them to be or would have liked them to be, then it's fantastic. But then if they're not, that's when it's catch 22 because you're like, I don't know whether I should like them or... Yeah, no, I definitely understand. So
yeah, this is the first thing that they told us at BIM. It's like never meet your idol. But the first interview I did was my idol and I am only interviewing my idol. And I'm like, guys, I didn't listen to you, but everything's okay. So... But I understand that sometimes I just meet my idol, interview them, and I'm like, oh my word, this guy is a piece of shit. And I really hate that fact because now every time as I'm listening to the music, I was like, I know you're lying because you're not like that. Yeah. But it's just like different. So maybe I lose the artist that I love, but at least I did something I'm really proud of. So
I think you found out the truth. I think that's what it is. No, definitely.
Thank you.
How important do you feel being a woman now in the industry? Because before it was hard for women to become even music journalists or any form of writers, journalists, editors. It doesn't matter. For women, it was extremely hard for them to be able to strive to do what they love. And even when I was doing my research, there were women who were being journalists but were putting a man's name in the front. So how do you feel that the generation of things has changed where women can be exactly who they want to be and show their empowerment about being a journalist, for instance?
I think that now women are not waiting for the men's permission. They just want something, they go for it, and it just changed everything. But I think that in my world as being a woman in the hip-hop industry, it's sometimes difficult because they just see you as the girl who wants to, I don't know, to flirt or to do something silly with the rapper or anything. So, and I really hate this fact that they're like, you know, if it was a guy, you will go to the studio, interview them, and you will be treated like everyone else. But because you're a woman, they will be like, no, they kind of love behind this decision. So I really hate the fact that they always think that girls are just there to... I don't know, to just like have fun with this guy. And I think it's really hard for a woman to feel this way. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just like definitely don't mind. If I want to go there and prove that I'm not interested by this guy, I'm just like professional. So I think it's okay. But I think that in the wall industry, for women, it became easier, but it's not that easy.
You still think that there are walls that we need to break down to let the next generation in?
Yeah.
No, that definitely sounds right. I think we need to keep on pushing. And I think it's ignorance. And I mean that in the sense of just lack of knowledge towards how we do things compared to necessarily how a man does things.
Yeah, exactly. I really ate that last time. You know, like I was like doing an interview with a guy and he was like, we only accepted you because you were a woman. And I was like, why? And it was like, because at least it's good to see you and to talk to you because you're a woman and it feels good. And I was like, wow. Like, it's not something you're supposed to say. And I was like, well, this guy wasn't like the most intelligent one, of course. But I really hate the fact that...
You said it.
Yeah, but I really hate the fact that it will never say that to a man. Like, and I would never say that to an artist. Hey, I only decided to interview you. I don't love your music, but you're hot, so let's go for an interview.
Wow,
it's impossible. It will never come to my mind.
Wow. So how do you take yourself out of your comfort zone? You spoke about being stressed. You spoke about how you manage deadlines. But how do you take yourself out of your comfort zone for you to evolve as a person?
I'm not sure I'm doing this.
I think you are. Don't say that.
I just like doing all the things that I think I can't do. I think it's all done. Like going to London, no, I can't do this. I will be far away from my mum. Okay, let's do it. Let's go into music journalism and going to an English university while I'm French. I was like, no, I will never succeed. Okay, let's do this. So I'm always like that. I just take all those things that I think I can't do and just doing it. And then where you're in the situation, you just find so much power in yourself.
Yes.
To do it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. So talk to me about how you find talent, because I've been on your Instagram and it looks really good. Yeah?
Thank you.
The way you've done it, it looks professional, it looks good. I understand why people are following you. The content is great, right?
Thank you very much.
So talk to me about how you find talent and why you decide to choose the talent that you find.
I think that all I find talent first is I'm just like getting lost on Spotify and YouTube. Yes. And I'm just listening to everyone's recommendation. Like sometimes, you know, like people on Instagram, it's just so easy to send a message to someone and say, hey, do you know this one? And you just like start listening to new people. And I just find talent this way. And of course, it's like the PR and everything, like the PR email that we receive, it really helps us as well. But being lost on YouTube and Spotify is the best way to find like really the talent that no one knows around.
That's true.
And after all, I decided to contact them. I just don't, it's just that this is the thing with me. I only interviewing people that I love. I never interview someone that I don't love the music. So it's just easier, because if I feel so much emotional about someone, or if I'm really touched by his word or anything, I'm just like, I want to talk to this guy. I'm sure he's interested. Like, he's really interesting people, because he say that in his song. So let's talk to him and have a chat with him.
Yeah.
So I think it's just this way.
That's a really good way of thinking of it and doing it, actually. So this question is for you, okay?
Okay.
Right. So what question do people rarely ask you that you would like people to ask you? So if there was one question in the world that you would like somebody to ask you that they never do, what would that question be?
Oh my word, I've never seen of that. I don't know. It will be, I have no idea.
Oh wow, it's a hard one, right? It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a hard one first. And I don't know. Or maybe if it's something that really touch me, yeah. If it's a question that will pull myself out of, like, it will really, it's really on my chest. Like, maybe it's a question, like, really shameful, I don't know. I will be like, this is the question I wish people asked me when I was younger.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, it's emotional subject or anything, so.
Okay. I think no, that's okay.
Like that.
No. Tell me, what do you think about the beauty within creativity? What do you find beautiful about creativity?
I think it's just wonderful the way you can put yourself in art. Mm-hmm. It's like you definitely show your soul through art. And I think it's wonderful. Sometimes when I'm listening to music, I could cry because I see this artist soul. And I'm like, wow. So I think this is the most powerful thing, is that you are completely nude in front of everyone, just through your heart. And my word, this is like the most beautiful thing in the world.
You got so passionate about that there.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about music.
You got so passionate about that. So talk to me about what you are most proud of, that you stand for as an individual.
I think it's the magazine. All the thing that I created with the magazine is definitely my biggest pride. Just the fact that, you know, even for my mom, when they're asking like, hey, what Fanny did became, what did she became? And she's like, oh, she's editor now of an English magazine. And just like the fact that my mom is part of me, yes, it's just like the biggest thing behind the mag. And the magazine is definitely my baby. Like, I put all of my passion in it. And oh my word, this is my biggest pride ever.
I can so tell. I can definitely so tell. So I want everyone to know more about your magazine, okay? So yeah, could you break down, just in case people don't even know what your magazine is called, we're going to go down into that too. So could you break down the day you decided to create your magazine and what a day in your life is like when you, you know, you created your magazine, you gave it a name, you found how you find artists, like you said before, which is a bit more, we can go into depth about that, but also the day in your life of pulling it all together.
Yeah, so basically I just started the magazine. By the way, it's called A Rap and a Cup of Tea. Mm-hmm. So I just started it when I was a student. I was in year two at uni in BIM, and they just say that our project was to create a blog or magazine. And because everyone was choosing a blog, I was like, oh, a magazine sounds complicated. Let's do it. So, and I just decided to go for a magazine. And then I just really found something that was really important for me. And as I'm French, as I said, I thought that there's like a lot of French, like Whopper coming to London for the gig, or we can listening to French music everywhere in London. This is true. Even when I'm going to Subway, I'm listening to French music and I'm like, oh, wow. But it's just that people don't know who they are. And I was like, yeah. I want them to know. Because I think that these artists deserve to be known as a proper artist, not just like music from Subway. So I just decided to create this magazine thanks to this. And basically, yeah, it just come from them. And I just decided to call it a rap because it's about rap, of course. And a cup of tea because this was my touch. Like the cup of tea, just like, I'm really sorry for the British people, but this is just like the cliche that we have about British people, you know, like the cup of tea. And I was like, this is perfect for my magazine name. And I just take it from there. And yeah, I just created this. And to find the interview, the thing is that I was contacted like French rapper and French artist, but I've never ever mentioned that I was a student at the beginning. I was just saying, My name is Fanny Scott, I'm a journalist, and this is the thing I've done. And yeah, I just start from there. But if you want to know a funny story, when we say that, you know, you don't have to interview your idol because otherwise it's too complicated. I just sent on Twitter and I just like say, my dream as a mini journalist is to interview this guy. And I tagged his name is. And he just replied and he said, okay, let's do it. And I was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
And it just started from there. Like basically everything started from this guy. Because at the moment I interviewed this famous French rapper. After it was so much easier, it just opened the door. Because after I was like, hey, my name is Fanny, I'm a journalist, and I interviewed this guy. But in fact, I was just in year two. It's not lying. I was just like, I was so much passionate about music and journalism that like in BIM, we were already treated as journalists from day one, in year one. They just say, you're a mini journalist. You're just journalist in becoming. And I really love this idea and I really take this role really personally and professionally. So it was just easier. And in year three, we still have to do a project. And I just decided to keep on going with the magazine because it was working really well. I was really surprised. But with all the view we had and all the support, I was like, oh, my word. So I just decided to keep going and then just became my true baby. And then it become like more and more important in the French music industry. Like people want to come in this magazine just because they think that they're going to do like a feat with Stormzy or Skepta. I don't know. But I just love this idea that, yeah, I just love the idea that we can mix this culture. And yes. I really love this. When rapper, they just contact me after and they say, hey, I've done a featuring with this English artist. I'm like, wow. When they say that they did it through the magazine, I'm like, wow, it's amazing.
Oh, see, I love hearing stories like that. Oh, that's perfect. So how do you judge success? How do you even judge your success? What does success mean to you? Because we all have a different definition of what success means to us. But what does success mean to you?
As long as my mom is proud of me, I'm successful.
Oh, see.
So I think I'm already successful. Yeah.
That's love right there. That is definitely love right there. That makes sense to me. How would you feel if there was no media in the world? How would you still be able to do your dream?
If there is no media? I think I would just be like music manager, music
That'd be good.
Creative director. Yeah.
That'd be good. Oh, see, I've got you a new career now. Look, there's another one.
I wish I loved to do that as well. I definitely love to do that.
What is the best advice you have ever received from somebody and how has that helped you?
I think the best advice that I've ever received was, I think that my mum used to say something like, you know, when sometimes you're feeling a bit low and you feel like you can't do it, my mum is just like, smile today and you will suffer tomorrow. And it's always push like the pain a day after. And I love this state of mind because when it's hard today, I'm like, no, today I'm going to smile. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to do that. And tomorrow, maybe if tomorrow is a bad day, at least today it's going to be a good one. But tomorrow it will be the same one. And I really loved this one. And also was just like, I don't know, all the people who say, I think that the best advice that I ever received in my life is just like when people say, you can't do it. And, you know, I don't know if it's kind of trait personality, but when you say you can't, I'm like, see, because I will.
And yes, I like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so every time people was like, no, you can't do this. I was like, I'm going to do it. And now I'm so proud of this, that the fact that I just ignore everyone. So I think the best lesson in life comes from the other, because the less they trust you, like the more you trust in yourself. So
that's definitely a good answer. When was the last time you felt totally at peace with yourself?
What do you mean exactly?
Like, when have you ever woken up and feel like, I feel happy today? Like, I feel like I don't have no stress. I feel like everything is totally peaceful. Have you ever felt like that at all? When was the last time you felt like that?
I think it was like 1 month ago when I was to Paris, as I said, for this interview. Everything went like really good. It was smoothly and it was perfect. It was like a dream. And I was like, wow, I'm really where I need to be. I'm a journalist. I'm passionate. I love music. I met a guy that I really love. We had a wonderful discussion. I'm in Paris and this is the life I want. Like, this is really where I'm supposed to be. See,
what do you believe makes a good journalist? What do you believe a good journalist or even music lover traits they need to have to be brilliant at what they do?
I think that the most important is like the patient. Like, if you focus about sale, follower, audience, community, it's not good. But if you only focus about music, this is the best thing in life. And as a journalist, when you're passionate about this, it's the best. You know, like last week or the week before, I had an interview with a guy and I say like, hey, your album was amazing and blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, thank you for listening to it. And I was like, of course I will too, because we were supposed to do this interview. And he was like, but you know that a lot of journalists, they don't even like listen to a project and they're just asking questions like that. And I was like, oh, is it possible? Wow. It's like, it will never come to my mind to interview people about something that I don't know. It's silly. I find it really silly. And I think that this is the most important. When you're a journalist and music journalist, you have to love music. You have to truly devote yourself to music and to journalism. Because otherwise, how can you be a good journalist if you don't like that? If it's like, how can I be like a good hairdresser if I don't like touching people's hair? It makes no sense. It definitely makes no sense. I'm really sorry. It's the worst example.
I like the way you broke that down. That's true. How can you be a hairdresser if you don't like touching people's hair? Like, ooh. No, no.
I'm definitely sorry. It's the worst example ever.
I love it. So talk to me about your earliest experience of when you learnt that language within writing or just language and speaking had power.
I just think I've always used to write when I was like 12, 13, I opened a blog and I was writing and I saw that it could gather people were just writing and I was like, oh, I feel the same as you. And I was like, for me, I was feeling like understood by someone and I was feeling that people was like me and they needed to be understood by someone as well. Yes. And I think that it was just the beauty of writing, and I think it's the way that it touched myself, and I just decided to never leave writing. It's the thing that I was struggling in France, because I said I was passionate about music and writing, and people were like, oh, but you can't work in music because you have to know someone, and writing is like, there is nothing to do with writing. And I think that it learned, and I just find that writing was really important, and creativity and heart.
Yes.
So I think it just all come from there.
Since you love music so much, this is one question that I would love to ask you. Yeah. If there was one song that was the soundtrack of your life, what one song would you choose and why would you choose that song?
It's called Petite Banlieusarde of Jams. It's a French rapper. She's like a woman as well. And I think she's definitely understand my pain. I discovered this song when I was 9 and I keep listening to this song every day. Since I'm 9, I'm like, oh my word. I just love this song because she just said everything that I was going through. Because she said that she was living with a single mom, that life was difficult with no money. She said that she was struggling with no father, brother, anything. And after, she just said that music saved her life. And what's the funny point is after she said that she's like doing so much magazine cover and now that she feels successful. And this is funny in some way because I like grew up with this song and I'm not on the magazine cover, but I own the magazine.
And that's enough.
Like, oh, wow. Mm.
That's enough. That's your success right there.
Yeah. Yeah, this song is really the soundtrack of my life. Like if this song wouldn't exist, I think I will die.
Oh, that's wow. That's amazing, actually. That's when you know you found your passion in life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you know. So if I said to you, Fanny, that I'm going to put you on a beautiful desert island, right?
Yeah.
And you are allowed to take one president.
Okay.
One activist and one musician. Who would you choose to bring on your island with you?
As a musician, I will take Nekfeu because he is an amazing French rapper. And I know that with all his word and all his wisdom, he will help us going through this time. As a president, I will just take a bad one because at least it will be funny. I will laugh about all the silly thing he will do. I don't know. Let's take Boris or anything. I don't mind. We'll just laugh like, oh my God, this is funny. It's silly, but... And as an activist, I would think someone really powerful, maybe a woman. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, I need a woman. I have one silly president, one artist that I love. Let's take a woman.
Oh man, that's actually really cool. So what advice do you have for your fans? Because we all have them, even if they're undercover. About not giving up on what they love. And no matter if you have lack of funds, lack of money, you're feeling down, things are not necessarily going your way, what advice would you give them to be more optimistic and positive about going for their dreams?
I think that this is what we said, hard work always pays off. So the harder you work, you will be succeed in the end. You have to be succeed because you work that hard. Like, so you will succeed, even if you know, like with the TikTok generation and Instagram, it just can be one video change your life.
True.
And you've did like thousands of videos before and it's never worked. But just because you did this one, your life just changed. So I think I would just say, like, keep going. Never like think that you will not succeed because success will be in your life. Success is possible and success will be possible for you as long as you just like still standing. So for me, I would just say that and never listen to anyone, even your mum.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I totally agree with you. How do you feel the next 5 or 3 years will plan out for you in your journey of becoming? Well, you are. I can't say becoming because you are. Of evolving to always better yourself within what you do. How do you feel like the next 3 years will be for you?
I think that this is a really weird period at this time with the pandemic. So it's really hard to stay focused on your project and still feel good. So I hope that in this year time, I will feel myself better and more like to have much power in my life. Because with no gig, with no museum, with no cinema and everything, it's just really hard at this moment. So I just think that in this year time, I will go back, be back to gig and be like, hey, I made it through. And yeah, I can't imagine myself in even a few months. Because for me, just like we're in this desert. You were talking about desert. This desert is now with the lockdown and everything. So, like, I'm a bit, like, I don't know, not pessimistic, but a bit, like, really tired of all this situation. It's been a year now, and I think that for mental health, it's really difficult.
Yeah, no, I definitely think. How do you think people are dealing with it when it comes to mental? Because that's a subject
Yeah.
that we all are talking about at the moment, but how do you feel about people and their mental health and dealing with the pandemic as it is? But also yourself, how are you dealing with it mentally?
I think it's really hard for people and for me as well, because it just, like, for example, I'm someone who really working really hard. I'm not counting my hour, definitely not. But my way to escape was gig, was going to have a drink with my friend, was this kind of stuff. I just needed one gig a week and I was fine. But now I have nothing and I feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be still standing. I'm still supposed to make it through. Because at the beginning, we're just like, it's only for a few months. The lockdown is only for 2 or 3 months and that's it. But now it's 1 year later and we're still here. And I think that people, they're just like more and more depressed. And the thing is that sometimes you feel like shameful to admit that you have depression. But So I think this is not the good way, because we don't have to be shameful of our emotion. If you're depressed, you're depressed. And if you need help, we're going to help you. So these things, this is important, I think.
That's good advice there. I have two more for you. And my second to last one is, what would you like your legacy to be when you feel that you've done all you can, especially with your magazine and helping so many people like you do? How would you like people to remember you?
As someone who brings joy in the music industry, I want to be seen as the girl who just gather like people together. I would love to see like more French and UK artists together, more French and Moroccan artists or Italian and English artists. I want to be heard like, this is thanks to Fanny. And It would be like the biggest dream ever, yeah.
See, I like that. That sounds good to me. And finally, my last one. I want you to plug as much as you can, okay? So, Fanny, could you tell us where we can find you on all your social media platforms? And if anybody else would like to get in contact with you, like I have been humbled to today, where can they find you?
It's everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. It's at fanny.hillscott. And the magazine's name is A Rap and a Cup of Tea. And on any platform you're contacting me, I will always answer. Always answer. See? And I would be more than happy to like meet you guys, to discover new talent, whatever you're doing. If it's Afrobeat, hip-hop, grime, I would love to meet you.
See that? See? And she's so enthusiastic about it when she says it as well.
Exactly.
I absolutely love it. It's rare to find someone so passionate about what they do. It's amazing. Oh, no, you're welcome. Fanny, thank you so much for coming on the Yes People podcast. I have enjoyed every single second. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
No, that's perfect. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Us People podcast. And please remember, you can subscribe and leave us a review on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and any other platform that you prefer listening to. Please also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also donate to the Us People podcast by simply going to the Savvy Rocks website or typing in PayPal.com/Us People Podcast. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay happy, stay positive, and as always, please continue to be kind to one another. No, it's really nice to have someone, like I said, even in the recording, that somebody who was passionate about helping people and being able to push them forward, as well as coming from a background like yours, where you was with your mother, and it was just you and your mother, and you deciding, even though you're gonna have to leave your mother, you want to go and achieve something great for yourself and also make your mother proud. So that's brilliant.
Oh, I'm glad too that if we are like so many, like fighter baby of a wire mum like you and me, so I'm glad to see that. Time to let it go. Now's my time.
at a time. Just enjoy the ride. Open those eyes, see the light. Ignite that fire inside it. Let it breathe breath into life. Push all your fears to the side. Control your mind, it's all alright. Enjoy your life, the joy is mine. Commit to you, you got the tools. Everything you do, you make the rules. Sometimes you need